Lloyd Smith. The last name is S-M-I-T-H. First name is Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old male that is patient of Ms. Cheryl, C-H-R-Y-L, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R-A-R-A-R-M-P. That was referred to the clinic because of the kidney stones and the presence of acute renal failure when he was admitted to a hospital with hydronephrosis and septic shock, period. The patient has recovered the kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.5. The BUN is 22, and the estimated EFR is 50 mL per minute, which is compatible with CKD stage 2. CKD stage 2, A1 alpha 1. That alpha capital letters. Period. The patient has changed his eating habits, and we have recommended a plant-based diet and low sodium diet. Period. Number two, a collection of urine. To see the composition of the urine and the saturation analysis is consistent with the supersaturation of uric acid. The supersaturation was 3.67, and the reference is less than 2. Period. The uric acid level was 8.9. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on allopurinol and allopurinol 300 milligrams every day and a low protein diet. The particulars of the diet were discussed with the patient. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is under control, 150 over 80. He weighs 207 pounds, and the recommendation is to lose the 7 pounds in order to improve the general condition. Number three, part of the differential is interstitial nephritis associated to the prolonged exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Following number, BPH, that at the present time is asymptomatic. Huh? Anyway, we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested in the interpretation of the lab 10 minutes in the face-to-face and explaining the diet, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months, period. Mm-hmm.